Above our world, an alien ghost ship appears from the depths of space. Its vast catacombs, weapons, and interior lie dormant and empty. You explore the massive ship, looking for clues to its origins, its purpose. What you discover is that you are its purpose. From Dan Fox and the creators of the Trojan Horse comes the Alien Siege Machine. The Alien Siege Machine has landed in Blackrock, enslaving all who enter. It is the embodiment of war and needs a new crew to fulfill its purpose. The zombie crew builds the machine, mans the weapons, and brings her to life, preparing the machine to destroy the very civilization from which they came. Yet there are some that believe the machine is a god and worship it. The believers are opposed by the Mankind Survival Institute, who think that they know what the machine is. Will you be assimilated, or will you decipher the alien code before it's too late? The awakening ceremony begins Wednesday at sundown. Alien Siege Machine by Dan Fox from Oakland, California. From the same team who brought the Trojan Horse and Anubis to the Playa comes the Alien Siege Machine, an awe-inspiring and frightening relic from the future. Where did it come from? What battles has it fought? The Alien Siege Machine is a ghost ship. It travels through space and time, imperiling all it encounters. It comes to us through its own curious geometric from the unsure horizon, like a black hole. The idea is that of an event horizon. Once you are pulled into it, there is no escape. Appearing throughout the epics, crews are enslaved and are driven by a mysterious rancor to pilot the machine into battle, often adding their own technology as they feverishly execute another volley of combat against the very civilization from which they came. The Alien Siege Machine has come to our time and place. Now it sits on the Playa, battle-wounded but battle-ready. You and your hive are possessed to build it. You bring everything you have to the machine, building it for weeks, without really knowing the outcome, without a clear path or plan. You feel like you have done this before, and that you have known those you work next to forever, but you know that this cannot be true. When the machine is completed, it will compel you into battle against your own civilization. In the end, it disappears, leaving nothing but smoke and ash and an abandoned city that you used to call home. The Alien Siege Machine is huge. Huge! It is climbable, kinetic structure that stands over 40 feet tall and almost as wide and deep. It is in the form of many war machines and many conveyances. It resembles ships, tanks, bombers, and jets. It is all of them and none of them. Festooned with all types of armaments from cannons to ray guns to a nuclear bomb, it is the living embodiment of war. Will you ride the vibrating nuclear bomb like Sam Pickens? Will you let it drop? Will you become assimilated by the machine and be the destroyer of worlds? The machine is comprised of ground-level catacombs and rooms, a large elevated interior space, elevated and exposed catwalks which provide an amazing view of Blackrock City, before the machine grinds it back into dust. Everything has multiple interactive and interpretive elements that develop and sustain the story behind the Alien Siege Machine. This project is going to be a hugely collaborative, week-long extravaganza of kinetic connection, lights, sounds, myth, and exploration. The interior spaces will be teeming with participants working the cannons, tracks, and deciphering the trans-temporal story of the Alien Siege Machine. You and your zombie friends can decipher the alien code, find it in history and in the future. Look out into the city through the telescopes and shoot the cannon if you dare. The awakening ceremony begins Wednesday at sundown. There are two factions, the believers who want to awaken this wondrous monstrosity, believing that it will purge us of war and warfare, and the MRIS, the Mankind Research Institute for Survival, who have studied it and found it hidden inside the pages of history in all of our wars, and they believe it will destroy us. The believers will attempt to awaken the machine through ritual, song, dance, and story. Throughout the early week, we will have ceremony and story told and sung by the believers, who call to the machine and help her appear, or birth again through time, into our time, onto our city. They think the machine is a god. She will bring closure to war and all suffering. The ceremony will be protested by the MRIS. They will also be on hand throughout the week, disseminating the information that this is a war machine only, that seeks to cause great harm and bring our doom. Which is true, only time will tell.